beautiful. For people free in liberating strife.
Good old Ray Charles. Well, you're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, and you can access that from republicbroadcasting.org and AM and FM stations throughout the United States and satellite. And this morning we're visiting with Ty Bollinger. His book is Cancer Step Outside the Box. And Jim was just getting into the fact that IG Farben is a major stockholder in almost all pharmaceutical companies, if not all, in the United States. That's incredible, isn't it, Ty?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I actually deal with that in the book, kind of given the history of what I call the medical mafia. And, yeah, Farben is ruling things. One of the guys that was on their chief of board of directors, Fritz Dermier, actually came over and became board of directors at Bayer Aspirin, or Bayer Corp. And so, yeah, all of the U.S. medical companies have been co-opted by IG Farben. That's great information, Jim. I'd love to hear more about that. Do you have a website that has your research summarized?
Well, most of that is in my book, Beyond Science Fiction. I think I might have just some vague mentions of it, but nothing in depth. Anything in depth would be, you know, what I have in my book.
Okay. Don't mind. Okay. Go ahead and give your website out, Jim.
Oh, echoesofenoch.org.
Echoesofenoch.org.
.org or .com, both take you to the same site, and I've got articles there. Yeah, I was, you know, coming from a totally different direction, but I found, you know, that, the same thing with fluoride, you know, the whole evolution of fluoride, where, why, how. I mean, it's just it's a mind-blower, you know, that there's something that does just the opposite, and we're being sold that it, you know, it's some kind of cure-all.
Yeah, and fluoride was used in the camps, in the concentration camps, to keep people docile.
Yeah, it makes them apathetic. It dumbs you down and makes you apathetic, and also it leads to sterilization. And that's and actually, I don't know if you get into a tie on the nutrition part of your book. I haven't delved into that, but the GMO food that they're forcing down our throats
now. Yeah, actually, I've got the last edition, the fifth edition, which just came out in August, I've got a chapter on GMO food.
Oh, excellent!
It's a huge deal.
I've got the fourth edition, so I need to get the fifth edition now. So not only do the listeners need to buy your book, I need to buy your book. I need to get the new one.
Tom, just send me your address. I'll ship you a signed copy.
Oh, excellent! I appreciate that.
But anyway, people can get the book at cancertruth.net. But yeah, what you were saying earlier too, Jim, about keeping your system alkaline. One of the things that hit me at that point was, you know, one of the easiest ways that your common guy without a water alkalizer can keep a system alkaline is just do about a half teaspoon to a teaspoon of baking soda every day.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's just you know, drink it in water.
Mm-hmm.
Stir it up, drink it, and it'll alkalize your system.
And I guess people can test that it's actually creating a difference in your body just by doing the simple pH strips with your saliva or urine.
Yeah, you can. And that's, you know, sodium bicarbonate, which is just the fancy term for baking soda, that's one of the staples of the treatments from Dr. Tullio Simoncini out of Rome, Italy. And he's had tremendous success treating terminal cancer patients with baking soda because it alkalizes their system and it stops the process by which, you know, cancer cells kill you.
You know what's sad is when you mention these kinds of things to the average person, they look at you like you're some kind of a paranoid conspiracy nut. And people really don't understand that this stuff is... it's really real. We've become that corrupt. The Bible says that these days are perilous times. Perilous. What don't you get about perilous?
Right.
You know, it means every part of our facet of our living and life is being attacked by the enemy. And people don't see that. They think we're just trying to be sensationalist paranoids. And there's cold, hard facts. There's a paper trail, a money trail that can solidify this in people's minds. For the skeptic, all they got to do is just a little bit of research.
Yep, well, hold that thought there, Jim, and we're going to come up on a 3-minute break. Everybody, hold in there. You're listening to Capital Farm, and Ty Bollinger is on with us. Cancer, Step Outside the Box of the Book, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hell to the chief. I don't think we have a chief anymore, do we?
I don't think so.
We have czars and dictators, and we have illegal immigrants that are running our country. But
I don't know. Don't even go to get me started on all that. Anyways, hey, Jim, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, we're just talking about a very good thing for the new year is protecting yourself from cancer and doing those things to help maybe cure it. I'm interested. I have not read your book, and I do hope to get a chance to do that.
It is excellent. I recommend everybody get it, and be sure to get the fifth edition because that's the one with the latest information about GMO foods. And
yeah, and Louis, send me your email address. I'll ship you a copy of the book, too.
Excellent.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Sure.
Ty, where did we leave off with? I think Jim was did you pose a question, Jim, or you were just making a comment? Or?
Well, just making a comment how, you know, how there is this conspiratorial angle to this that is very malevolent against all of humankind. And I'm sure that, you know, this stuff is so interconnected that you can't help but to touch upon it. And I'm sure that, that Ty is probably well aware of this kind of connection. And
yeah. Yeah, well, you know, Jim, that's it's interesting that you say that. I was just going to bring up that topic. I think that's, you know, the book is primarily a cancer book and a health book, but the first three chapters kind of deal with the history of how did we get here. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that, otherwise you can't believe some of the stuff that's going on if you don't understand the history of how we got to where we are.
Yes, exactly.
It just doesn't make enough sense.
Yeah, you got to lay the background and put the foundation there, and then people can understand how few people are really running the world in this situation.
Yeah, you really do have to understand that. I'm friends with Edward Griffin, who wrote the Creature from Jekyll Island, and he just did a video recommendation of the book. And one of the things he said on the recommendation is that one of the reasons he likes the book so much is that it goes into details on how we got here, how is it possible that these treatments are being suppressed, and unless you know that history, you really don't have a full grasp of what's going on, and it's just too hard to understand sometimes. It's too hard to grasp if you don't see the bigger picture. And so, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that the book is so interesting to people, is because it kind of does cover that. So.
And I think Mr. Griffin, he approached it from the B-17. Yeah, I think he
did. Yeah, World Without Cancer, a story of vitamin B-17. And I actually deal with vitamin B-17 in the book as well. There's a chapter on B-17, but it's, you know, there's so many different natural cures for cancer that it's mind-boggling.
You know, one of the new ones that I read in your book that I thought was fascinating was using traditional method of chemo, but at a very small level, and using insulin to introduce it and force it into the cancer cells, and that seemed like a excellent way to approach cancer.
Yeah, you're talking about IPT, insulin potentiation therapy, which basically uses the insulin to trick the cancer cells, and then they gobble up the chemotherapy. It's very low doses. It's not toxic. I know many people that have done IPT successfully, and they don't get sick. They don't lose their hair. They don't puke. You know, they stay reasonably healthy during their treatments.
And why it does is because you're using a lot less of the chemotherapy, but it's actually targeted straight into the cancer cells because cancer is waiting for that sugar load that it relies on to thrive, and it's getting that chemo, and it just knocks the heck out of it.
Yeah, and you use typically less than one-tenth of a typical dose of chemo.
That's interesting.
Of course, the medical establishment doesn't like that because they just lost 90% of their profit on the chemo.
Yeah, and you're actually curing people of cancer as opposed to just treating it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, because the medical mafia does not want a cure. They want perpetual treatments because they're more lucrative.
Exactly. We have a caller, Shirley in Minnesota. Shirley, are you with us?
Thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you for RBN. And Ty, I have watched you on YouTube. I have not read your book, but I've heard your testimony and everything. And I just wanted to share a little bit. One of the people that I work with, the woman, was diagnosed with cancer, and when they went to do the surgery, the doctor was amazed because he said it was encapsulated, like it was totally encapsulated, that there was no spreading or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she had the surgery, and then he said, just in case, we're going to do chemo and radiation, which she's finally done with now, she said. Mm-hmm. I don't know, a couple months of treatments. Anyway, in the meantime, had gotten something from John Hopkins University. Someone emailed a friend of mine on them talking against the chemo and the radiation. I don't know how true it says it came from John Hopkins University, and how the radiation is bad. It just destroys the cancer cells but burns and scars the body and so on. And
right.
Chemo involves poisoning, and we know all the things it does. But she insisted that she was going to trust her doctor and get it all, and so far, all I can see is that she's very weak from everything that's been happening. But I just guess I know that sometimes that cancer comes back because of those treatments. And I can just I just wanted to share a little bit of I am trying to do some natural things over the years, for quite a few years, and I'm not always eating right, but I do try to drink lots of water, and I'm on colloidal silver. I'd just like time maybe to comment on some of them. Apple cider vinegar, the real, and Lugol's iodine, and food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and drinking lots of water. And now my New Year's resolution, again, is to stay away from sugar, which I've done for years, but get off and back on again.
Excellent.
So, anyway.
Well, you sound like you're on the right track, sure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the stuff that I do.
Yeah, Shirley, that sounds like a great regimen with the apple cider vinegar, the iodine, the hydrogen peroxide, the colloidal silver. You're taking some great stuff there. Those are things that we take daily as well.
If you could add like wheatgrass juice, or if you can't do your own juicing, get some powder and take the powder. But the wheatgrass juice is an amazing product as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And one of the things that Shirley mentioned there is very interesting. And thank you for the kind words, Shirley. The traditional doctors are going to recommend chemo and radiation as a preventative, even if it looks like the cancer hasn't spread. The ironic thing about that is that what they're really doing is they're potentially killing that cancer patient. because yes. Your body walls off the tumor. That's a natural bodily function to do. And so if it hasn't spread, and they cut it out or whatever they did, which sometimes cutting it out can make it spread too, because you slice the cells
that's
and get
right.
into the bloodstream. But let's say they got the whole tumor out, and then they just decide to do chemo and radiation as a preventative. Well, that's so absurd, because chemotherapy causes cancer. It's a known, most chemotherapies are known carcinogens. If you look at, for instance, with breast cancer, the most popular chemo drug is tamoxifen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tamoxifen was declared in 1996 by the World Health Organization as a known carcinogen. So how can you cure cancer with something that causes cancer?
Mm-hmm. With poison.
Yeah, it's like we're living in the Matrix, which I said earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have doctors prescribing something that causes cancer to treat cancer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's absurd.
And it's the same for Alzheimer's patients. The actual treatments for Alzheimer's, if you read the description, the side effects of the drugs is basically Alzheimer.
Yes, and it's the same for AIDS. If you look at AZT for AIDS, the same for AIDS.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I work with people with disabilities. I'm a job coach for a company called Occupational Development Center. And when these people that have either mental or physical disabilities have a new medication prescription they're on, we, as the job coaches, have to read that and sign that. And it says all the different side effects. Well, I my heart breaks, because I go in the office and I tell my boss, if they're on five different meds, sometimes the same five meds have the same five, nausea, nightmares, emotional disturbance, when they're taking the drug for the emotional disturbances that they have. They're still having the same side effects of maybe suicidal tendencies, and it's like, it just breaks my heart, because they shouldn't be on that stuff.
We laugh sometimes if you watch a commercial, and the list of side effects almost cause it to take another 30 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absurd, the list of side effects on most of these drugs.
It is actually surprising that they actually do that. I'm surprised they make them do that, in this day and age when the criminals are running the show. I'm surprised they even have to do that. Hey, Ty, before we run out of time, because we only have you just a few more minutes, adding to what Shirley posed, what else can we do to stay healthy and to avoid cancer from your research?
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of simple, but overall, eat fresh organic foods, stay away from processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the main things. Drink plenty of clean water, eat fresh organic foods. It sounds simple, but, I mean, look at McDonald's and the other big fast food chains. They're always packed. So I mean, people might know this in their heart, but they don't have the discipline to stop eating the junk that they're eating that's causing their disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, one of the main things you can do is to if you don't have money to buy a bunch of supplements, eat fresh foods, because when you get past about the age of 30, your digestive enzymes in your stomach, you quit producing them, and you can't digest your food. And then so you get colon cancer and rectal cancer and just all these different cancers that start down there because you're not digesting your food. If you eat fresh food that has food enzymes, you're going to digest your food better. And so eating a steady diet when you're past the age of 30 of fast food and junk food and processed food that's basically dead, enzymeless food, you are just basically rolling the dice saying, come on, colon cancer, come on in, because you're not digesting your food. So one of the most important things is just to eat a clean, healthy, organic, fresh diet.
Eat as healthy as you can, and not only do you get a lot of nutrition from that, but it's also going to help you gently detox your body. And I would add, you'd want to eat some fermented food to get some enzymes and some probiotic.
Yep, that's true.
Once again,
also each day, if you have a little rebounder, like a little mini trampoline, jump on it for half an hour a day, because that stimulates your lymphatic system, which is half of your body's detox system that most people don't even know about. And your lymph system is what carries your toxins away as well. And if you don't, jumping has been shown to stimulate the lymph system better than any other exercise. So if you just have a mini tramp rebound for 30 minutes a day, that will be great on your lymphatic system.
That's excellent advice. Ty, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back on in the future, because we're barely scratching the surface here. So we're going to go to a three-minute break. Shirley, did you have anything else you want to add after the break?
I guess just about supplements and a question maybe on water.
Okay, well, hang in there, Shirley, and
sure.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock. We're rocking tonight. Put the lights on. I think a lot of people were rocking around the clock the other night. We just came up on New Year's Eve. Today is January 2nd, 2011. First time I've said that. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, and you can listen to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org and AM and FM stations throughout the United States, and a lot of micro FM stations throughout the United States. And then if anybody wants to get into micro broadcasting, I would highly recommend it. Set up a plug-and-play setup from Rodney. He's a frequent caller to the show. His website is fmmicrocaster.com, I believe. I'll pull that up and make sure that's right. We were just visiting with Ty Bollinger, and his website is cancertruth.net, and he had to run off to go to church, but I would recommend everybody get his book. It's an excellent resource. You've heard some of the callers that have called in have read his book and have had some tremendous results from it, so I would recommend everybody check it out and just become as healthy as you can, because to be in the fight, to fight the New World Order, we don't want to be dependent upon their drugs and their food, so we need to become as self-sufficient and healthy as possible. Shirley, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Very good.
I say amen to just what you just said, to be aware. And I've been studying for a good couple of years now on New World Order and health, and health a long time, but just kind of getting disciplined. But my other question was, or comment was, that I also was taking supplements, too, and I don't know if I said that, and especially D3, which you said they were coming against.
Right.
But my other question was on water. I drink well water because I don't like drinking the town water with, the things that are in my water, just like anywhere else with the fluoride and stuff. And Ty had mentioned a half a teaspoon of baking soda in the water. So if I were drinking the well water, with a half a teaspoon of baking soda, you think that would be the right kind of water to drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have your well tested to make sure it doesn't have lead and arsenic, because even if you are drinking well water, it can still have contaminations in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still recommend having it tested. But, yeah, I drink well water, and I actually run it through my Berkey water purifier.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't personally do the baking soda. I might in the future. I do wheatgrass juice. I do that at least once, if not twice or three times a day.
I used to do a barley green, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Back on that.
That's just, it's just miraculous results from getting this live food in your body, and that's why I juice it and drink it, you know, and the chlorophyll mm-hmm. gets into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I never drink soda or coffee or tea or anything, so I don't have any caffeine in my system.
Mm-hmm.
But I can actually tell, I actually get a rush, like almost a caffeine rush from drinking wheatgrass juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wonderful.
Amazing. So what other supplements do you take, Shirley, besides the D3?
I take all the multivitamin and, let's see, D3, I'm just trying to think now. I think CoQ10 and...
I would recommend you and everybody listening, if you take any supplements at all, the first thing I would start with would be a quality fish oil or krill
oil.
Okay,
I got omega 3, 6, and 9.
Yeah. Now, it's good to get a balance there, but the only problem with that is we already have too much 6 in our diet.
Oh, okay.
So if you get, if you can cut out the sixes, which are oils, you know, vegetable oils, then that's the right approach. But if you get a lot of vegetable oils, like canola oil or corn oil or soybean oil, you already have too much omega-6. And actually, one of the best ways to get healthy is to get the proper ratio of omega-3, sixes, and nines. But you're on the right path there. But I would recommend everybody either getting Carlson or Nordic Natural as far as fish oil.
Because, Nordic. Okay, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get Nordic Natural fish oil, and I order so much of it, I get it below wholesale cost.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend everybody do fish oil, and the nice thing about Nordic Naturals is now they have different lines of their fish oil for specific conditions, whether it's D3 for preventing cancer, or coenzyme Q10 that helps with heart conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have some hydrochloric acid in some for joint issues. So,
I think vitamin E, it's kind of a wonder drug.
Yeah, well, vitamin
yes,
E is also
that.
Included in the mm-hmm. fish oil. You get vitamin mm-hmm. A and vitamin E, and that
mm-hmm.
it's an
and
amazing.
And lots of C.
Go ahead, Ken.
The fish oil, I don't know how much vitamin E is in the fish oil. You know, I try to get vitamin E by itself in the natural
mm-hmm.
form.
Right.
Because if in low doses, it's... it's not going to do that much good.
That's one of the keys, too, is to make sure you get a natural, healthy form and make sure your company you're getting your supplements from does not process it with heat or chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it says vitamin E on the label doesn't mean you're getting a good source of vitamin E. So you have to do your research, and that's one reason I go with Nordic Naturals is they're a company that I trust. I've dealt with them for years, and I trust them. And the same thing with Carlson Labs. They're a quality company as well, but there's so many companies out there that are cutting corners. And I tell people, if you're buying stuff in China, Mark, then it's probably not a good product. So I would,
right?
I would definitely not buy. I would take it, put anything in my mouth from China, Mark.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, that's good advice. And also, I want to add to it that if you look for vitamin E, look for the mixed coffee rolls. As a form of vitamin E.
Right.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
There's what, like 8 different ones.
And also about the oils, the very good oil is extra virgin or organic olive oil cold press. It means when they make that oil, they squeeze the first time. That's what all nutrients gets out of the olives. And it's very beneficial for the body.
Yep. Olive oil is good. I think personally, I think coconut oil is the best oil, but olive oil is good as long as it's fresh. The thing with coconut oil, it can go rancid very quickly, so you have to make sure you have fresh fresh olive oil. We got a 3-minute break. Hang on to that thought. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back. Shirley, you want to hang in there?
Fine. I'll just listen, but thank you so much. God
very
bless
good,
you. Happy
You're
New Year.
Welcome.
Thanks for your input.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Everybody stop, look, see what's going down. That's good song, good message, because we have to pay attention to what's going on. Otherwise, the bad guys are going to win because we're just not paying attention and not doing the right thing. And like Michael said at the beginning of the show, if the mainstream's telling you to do something, if the government's telling you to do something, most likely you need to do just the opposite. So...
You know, earlier you were talking about doctors and so forth, and some of them leaving the profession. And I was over at the doctor's office so a couple of years ago, you know, and I can't remember what it was for, but I was reading the magazines in there, and there was a magazine about for writers, people that want to be writers, you know. So I was reading that, and when the doctor came in, I said, ask him if I could have that to give to my brother, and he said, sure, you know, and then he told me that he was trying to become a writer, and as soon as he got enough books sold, he was going to quit, you know, being a doctor, because couldn't handle it anymore, you know, because it was kind of like a cattle car operation, you know, they could only spend so much time with you, and then they had to move on. But he spent 30 minutes with me just talking about being a writer.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, we were talking about doctors and the whole medical profession, but, you know, I feel sorry for the doctors because they're put in a box. If they don't do what they're told, they can lose their license. They've spent their whole life and a lot of money to get to where they're at. And now, even if they want to do the right thing, a lot of the doctors can't because they lose their license if they don't follow the standard of care procedures.
So yeah, I have two of my friends are doctors, you know, from India, and you know, I feel sorry for them because, like when Louise was in the hospital, one of them came to visit us, and he was like a deer in the headlights, you know. He yep. just was real nervous about the whole thing, you know, because we were having a problem with Louise getting way too much fluid. They put too much water in her, you know. They put about 70 pounds of water in her.
So he recognized it right from the get-go that something was wrong, but I guess he couldn't say anything.
Well, I called him and asked him because, you know, he's a friend of mine, and but he was just totally different guy, you know. He wasn't like my friend anymore. You know, he was trying to be nice, but you knew somebody got to him, you know, it seemed like it.
That's interesting. Well, we have a caller. We have Barbara from Idaho. Barbara, what do you have for us this morning?
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? No, I was listening to your show, and the only thing I can say I do is drink the water, but being a virgin going into this, what was the best way for me to start? And I'll just listen offline.
Okay, just hang in there, Barb. What do you say? How's the best way to start?
Detox, yeah.
Start to detox?
Yeah.
Well, I would go about it slow. You can use activated charcoal. It's great. Is it just general detox, or is there specific things you want to get out of your system?
Well, I want to get all the bad stuff, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Well, everything.
I would take activated charcoal, but once again, when you're doing detox, and I think we talked about this on the break, so we'll repeat this on the air. When you're detoxing with specific things like activated charcoal or calcium bentonite clay or sometimes even fiber, you want to avoid taking that when you take any supplements because those things can actually be absorbed in our medicines. Because those charcoal and activated charcoal and calcium bentonite clay will actually pull out the good stuff as it pulls out the bad too. So don't take your supplements when you're doing that.
Fiber does the same thing too.
Yeah, and if you eat like a real fatty meal, you could take fat or fiber and that will actually absorb that fat and actually help move it through your system.
Fiber does? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you're forced to eat something bad, like you're on a run, you can only eat processed food. Have a little container of activated charcoal or some charcoal capsules and take that after your meal and that'll help cleanse out and keep that stuff out of your system. But
I was listening to you saying something about the wheatgrass juice.
Right. Wheatgrass juice is amazing. Go ahead.
But I mean, is it like a juice or is it a powder or you mix it with something? What is it?
You can do whatever you want, but what I prefer to do is I actually grow wheat. And you just cut it when it's still in the grass form. So when it's about 6 inches tall, you actually cut it and you put it through a juicer. And a lot of people add like a carrot or two to it to give it a better flavor because grass tastes like grass. It's nasty. But yeah, you just run it through a juicer, preferably a hand crank juicer. Or if you want to use a mechanical one, an electric one, Omega makes a good one. It's Omega 8005 is the model that I use. And it's an 80 RPM juicer and it juices it. It actually like grinds the grass to get the juice out because a normal juicer won't do anything with wheatgrass. You know, it just clogs it up. But you juice
that. My last question is that you guys are saying that you can get really sick if you start doing this headaches.
Right, yeah. If you detox too soon, then you actually, what you're doing is you're flushing a lot of the chemicals and whatever's in your system into your bloodstream and your liver's trying to get rid of that stuff. But if you do too much at once, then it can actually put your body in shock and that's what we're saying. Max Gerson was actually killing people because he was killing off the cancer cells and cleaning the toxins out of their system so quickly, it was overwhelming their system and actually killing them. So you have to be very careful, you know, just to go slowly, and you have to read your body. When you start feeling like you feel like your gut, the aches and pains, like a flu's coming on, you might be detoxing a little bit too soon, so you just back off a little bit. And always drink as much pure water as you can because that will make you go into the restroom and eliminate all these things so it keeps flushing your body out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you guys for an awesome job.
All right. Thank you for your input. We appreciate
that. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You
will. Sergey,
I might mention, Tom, that we're not doctors either.
No, we're not giving medical advice. We're just giving our own personal experience. And like I said, we offered some of the information at Ty wrote in his book, and that's from years of research, and once again, this is just for your entertainment purposes, but we highly recommend people doing their own research and trying to do the right thing.
Right. So. It's to clean your body is always entertainment, right?
There you go.
I was going to ask Sergey a question.
Yes.
What's a vitamin?
What's a vitamin?
What's a vitamin?
I think Ken's making fun of you.
Well, vitamin is a vitamin.
Okay.
That's a short answer.
Hey, Sergey, is there a chance like we could actually get some callers from Russia? Do you have friends from your home country that listen in? We should get some of them online someday.
Well, that might be possible one day.
Yeah. Not today, but maybe someday. That'd be interesting to have some. Let's see, are they a day ahead of us? How far are they advanced? How many hours is it in Russia?
Well, it depends on the part of the region. You know, the
country
has 9 time zones.
Wow.
So some people sleep in one part of the country, the other, they work.
Is that right? There's so much difference. Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Well... I just want to share my personal experience on the full body cleanse. That's what I really think it is the right way. Instead of cleaning one part of the body, it's kind of like cleaning one room in the house and left the other rooms dirty. So I don't think it is really efficient because that clean room eventually will be dirty again too. Because walking in a dirty room with slippers or the shoes, bring the dirt to the clean room also, right? So anyway, what I'm basically trying to say is full body cleanse, it's much better and it's very efficient. And I use personally it's triple action, it's 3-in-1, it's powder, tea, and the pills. From the source, and I can tell the website, it's www.allnaturalcleanse.com. So all detailed information on that website. So if somebody is interested, or that last caller, the lady who called.
Surely, yeah.
Yes, and ask about that.
Or Barbara. Barbara was the last caller, yeah.
Sorry. Right, right. And she might check that out also.
So allnaturalcleanse.com, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And another thing, what's actually called the Master Cleanse, and you can do it in your own home, make your own, is you make squeeze lemons, make your own lemon juice, add cayenne pepper and either maple syrup, now real maple syrup, not corn syrup. It's actually tough to buy maple syrup nowadays because everything you buy is corn syrup. But you get either molasses or maple syrup. So it's a combination of lemons, cayenne pepper, and the sweetener, and you just sip on that throughout your day. And you can actually fast with that, just use that during your fast, or just drink that just normally in part of your normal life. And that Master Cleanse will help flush out your body gently as well. So that's another thing that you can do, Barbara, if you can't do the wheatgrass juice, and a lot of people can't just due to a physical situation or whatever, but I recommend everybody do wheatgrass juice, Master Cleanse, activated charcoal, and those are some of the things you can do to help cleanse and nourish your body. So, let's see, we don't have any callers. Ken, you were talking about your doctor friend, so what, he got in that situation, and he put his doctor's hat on as opposed to his friend's hat because he was back in the hospital, huh?
Well, he put his hospital hat on.
Yeah.
And he just, wasn't very open, you know, and so forth. And he just was a different person. And talking about the lymph system was kind of interesting, reminded me of what happened to Louise. And a lot of people don't realize that we even have a lymph system, you know, and that it circulates in your body. So that was
information. That's one reason people get lymph node cancer is your lymph nodes are actually one of the things that detoxes your body. And when your body's so toxic, then your liver loads up and your lymph nodes load up, and then you actually develop cancers because it just can't expel all this stuff. And that's one reason detoxing needs to be a priority of all of us, because we're getting chemtrailed, we're getting in your water supply. Every time you turn around, you're bringing in chemicals into your body. So we need to constantly try and be flushing that stuff. stuff out.
And that lymph system carries a lot of bacteria.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't, one of the ladies in there that, in the lymphatic clinic said that, you know, like Louise had a tooth infected tooth. And somehow that got into the, lymph system. And then with the, all the extra fluid that was on her, it traveled throughout her body, you know, and infected her leg or something. So, we're still dealing with that.
Yeah, and as I indicated on a previous show about a month ago, my brother actually had ate a hole in his heart. He actually literally had to have open heart surgery because he had an infection in his mouth, and the doctors kept ignoring him, saying that, hey, I've got an infection. I've got running a fever. And they went and run a simple test just to verify, one, he had the infection, and two, where it was coming from. So this went on for almost like 6 or 7 months until the point where it ate a hole in his heart, and he had to have open heart surgery. So once again, you know, colloidal silver, preferably a nano-sized particle silver. I think American Biolabs makes a quality product, so get a quality product silver. And garlic extract, I personally use Alamed as a garlic extract, and those things will help stave off and prevent these virus and pathogen-based diseases like Louise had and like my brother had. So it's something we're all exposed to. So we have to push back and get as healthy as we can. So,
also, just being in hospital is very, very critical because that's a place where you can get sick easily, even when you're healthy, really. So people have to be careful when they go there.
So anytime you go in, even for a normal just testing or just a normal surgery or anything, I recommend people start loading up on the garlic and the silver before you even go in the hospital because there's so many infections in there that are running around that are rampant, and you can actually get sicker going in the hospital than trying to treat yourself at home.
Back when 9/11 and so forth, I watched that program on TV, and it was a big panel, all kinds of experts, you know, about what happens if anthrax or something, we have a big problem there, you know, and everybody's infected, and how do you get the antidote to them and so forth, you know. And I think the worst thing you could do is to bring everybody into some central point to give them an antidote, because you're just around more sick people. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was a chance of some kind of a problem like that, it'd be better to send the antidote to people's homes.
Exactly.
Through the mail, let them keep it in a refrigerator or something until they need it.
And Ken, I don't know if you remember, but we did a show on that, Camp FEMA 2, and actually Travis Maddox, he's a Constitution Party member, and he was a policeman, and he was trained for that entire, what you're just discussing. They actually brought people in. They actually rounded them up. They went from door to door to round them up. Just doing totally opposite of what you're saying, and they brought them in and detoxed them, and then they gave them all a vaccine, and they already had the supposed virus, the swine flu, when pigs fly virus. So it totally just what you're saying, and they just do totally opposite of what should be done. So
best stay home.
Exactly. We have some callers loading up. Lee in Georgia, what do you have for us this morning, Lee?
Morning and happy New Year, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank
happy
you.
New Year.
I've kind of got a question. You're talking about the lymph nodes. Back in 2007, I went camping in Missouri, and I had, in 2 week period, I took 250 plus tick bites.
Wow.
Yeah. I ended up with a massive Tobin infection, and every lymph node in my body swelled up. It was the devil getting rid of it, and was very uncomfortable. A buddy of mine told me about hydrogen peroxide a couple of years ago, food grade hydrogen peroxide, and I've been using that, and I've noticed that my flare-ups, my Tobin flare-ups, have been greatly decreased. But I'm wondering if there is something I can do. Is this reversible, or am I going to live with this for the rest of my life?
So, once again, you're having what flare-ups? I'm missing. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
My lymph nodes?
right,
you know, under the armpit and in the groin. You know,
so you're still having them flare up occasionally from the tick bites years
ago? I haven't had a flare up in a year now.
Okay.
But I don't know if the hydrogen peroxide has actually solved this problem or if I'm still at risk of another flare, because I've had three flare ups since 2007.
It sounds like at least it's keeping it at bay, if not killing it off. But yeah, I would do the silver. I would add silver to it, and I would also do the garlic extract, because it sounds like you have the lingering virus in there that you need to try to kill off for sure. I personally do all three of those every day, you know, especially this time of year when the cold and flu season is. Lee, hang in there, and Sherry, we see you online as well. We'll get to you after the break, but Lee, hang in there. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please get your business cards from RBN. You can get 100 business cards and a DVD and bumper stickers for $10 in your mailbox. Back in three.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Capital Farm, and we're visiting with Lee. Before we get back to Lee, though, if everybody would please sign up for the RBN Archives, you can do the $1.33 per month, but I recommend everybody just send a money order, a check or something to RBN and subscribe for a year, 2 years, whatever, and add a little bit extra money there, help support RBN to keep RBN on air, because we need this source of truth. As we've heard over and over, you know, sooner or later, this is going to come to an end. You know, I think the bad guys are...
are figuring out they're really getting killed by the alternate news media and by the internet. So I'm sure they're going to be putting restrictions on us in the future. So keep us alive as long as we can. Help spread the message. Help help get it out to new people. Instead of preaching to the choir, we need to be reaching out, doing it anonymously if need be. Just send them a CD or a DVD in the mail and say, hey, next time we get together, I want to talk about this. Don't put a name on it. Don't put a label on the CD or DVD. Just say, check it out, and that's going to really pose their interest because they have no clue who sent it, and they have no clue what the information is about. So that's one way. If you don't have success talking to people in person, just do it anonymously and get the message out there. We were talking to Lee on the during the break off air, and one of the things he was saying is he's wanting to become as self-sufficient as possible and not rely on buying stuff. And one of the things you can do is you can generate your own silver. You know, you can make your own little machine or buy it or whatever. For less than $50, you can make your own colloidal silver. So that is something that can be done, Lee, if that's something you're interested in doing.
Yeah, that actually does sound pretty interesting. I have used colloidal silver in the past, and I've noticed I've had pretty good results with it. How would I get one of those little machine doodities for making that?
Why don't you leave your telephone number off the with Matt, our board op, our engineer, and I'll give you a call and we can see if we can work that out, because I've got probably a half dozen of these and I could probably have you one shipped off. So
okay, I can do that. And
okay.
I appreciate it. And yeah, those archives are great, because I mean, there's times where I don't get to listen to an entire program, or I come in halfway through or something, and it's great because I can always go back and I can always listen to it. And so, to me, it's definitely well worth the money.
Yeah, there's a lot of good resources
out there.
It's
actually worth throwing in a little extra, too, folks.
Exactly, and get some business cards. Just have some business cards shipped to you and help spread the message. We appreciate your input, Lee.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. You have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
We have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, what do you have for us this morning, Sherry?
Well, I've been gravitating to growing my own herbs the last few years for getting my... for medicinal, excuse me. I tell you what, garlic is one thing I've been able to grow, and it's good for a lot of things. And I do the cider vinegar, but I use garlic vinegar. And
interesting. How do you make your garlic vinegar? We were talking about garlic, but I think we were talking about that during a break. So go ahead and explain.
You just mash it up and put it in cider vinegar.
Okay.
And, you know, you can use it out of the jar. You can blend it up, but I've got a lot of stuff from Dr. Christopher. And one thing he said for edema is parsley root. And also make a tea and use it topically and drink it. And then also those little juniper berries that are on, they call them cedar trees, and they're
right.
Juniper. Those are good for your urinary tract system.
Right, that's correct. And there's a good book called Medicinal Herbs for Your Region, and I've got one for the Midwest, and it goes through all the different plants that are growing around us and what you can use them for. And there's also a physical desk reference, physician's desk reference, a PDR for herbs. So those are all, there's some excellent books out there with all this information in it. So that's good information, Sherry. I think we're coming to the close of the show, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week, y'all willing.